I keep reading about something about this feud with Radiohead.
I'm sure Radiohead is very concerned about
it. Yeah, I hear they're really concerned. Mm-hmm. Do you want to comment on this? That came up again this week.
it's just kind of nonsense. But I was talking in a long interview. I was saying, how can you be negative about other bands? Mm-hmm. And which bands would you pick to be negative about where it wouldn't hurt their feelings or influence them badly? Mm. I said, well, Radiohead would be one. No one would care if it wouldn't affect them if you said Radiohead sucked. And then I went on to say how you might say Radiohead. And I actually don't like Radiohead, mm-hmm. personally, just between you and me. I mean, I don't have any regard for them, positive or negative,
sure.
Which I guess is negative. You know what I'm saying?
You're not indifferent, but...
I am indifferent, but I suppose that's really negative.
Oh, I see.
I don't have any time for them.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of music out there. So I said that, but of course, and that was quoted as an individual story, just me saying them. And it's not that I didn't say them. I did.
Yeah.
So, but once it got quoted, I didn't want to say, oh, I'm sorry, that was misquoted, it's all a misunderstanding. That's no fun, you have to say Radiohead. Yes, they do say. So, but it's an interesting issue because I think if you're in a rock band, you can't. Unlike if you're a politician and you do get interviewed, you can't be concerned with saying something that might be misquoted. You should welcome being misquoted. You can't be concerned trying to control the context or sense yourself or stay on message in such a way mm-hmm. that anything you say can't be embarrassing or unflattering or inflammatory. Because you should say things and people can make it their own, just like you have a record and people use it however they like. So that should extend to mm-hmm. all your practices in your rock-related activities.
But is it actually
lots of misunderstanding. You want
have they responded in any way? Is it actually a feud or is it just things you've said?
No,
I'm sure
it's
they
not
are.
A
why
feud.
Would they,
I don't
they
know.
Care?
I keep reading a feud.
I'll tell you what's funny, though, because it's about... I don't know.
No, it's nothing. It's sorry I asked. I just
no, you don't have to be sorry.
I am a little
thank
sorry.
Thank you for asking.
Maybe one more question?
As part of that Radiohead thing...
It's fine.
No, it's not a question about this. I enjoyed reading your sort of jokey retraction to it, and...
It wasn't a retraction.
the retraction to the Harry Parch thing.
Yeah, well, that but I don't think I was retracting anything.
Okay.
But I'm sorry.
I enjoyed the irreverence of the response.
Like I smell a feud.
I enjoyed the irreverence of the response, and it's one of the things that I really like about the band in general, just sort of the...
Well, I said to our publisher, I said, I should say that this is the opportunity for... I can say that I'm checking into rehab.
Oh, you've blown it now, man.
I'm blown. And I said, why don't I say I'm going into rehab? I apologize. I was drunk. I don't know what's going on. I'm going into rehab. Please send my apology. And then I could say, then that we could do little promotional tie-ins in the thing. There was something to tie into my solo record, which came out. Which would be released by Thrill Jockey, and then promote our tour to say how, but the tour will continue with a Matt Friedberger look-alike and sound-alike on the guitar. But he said, no, I don't think we should do that. Let's just let it go. Then I found out he's a Radiohead fan. So I don't trust his motives or squelching publicity stunt. But I think it's a serious thing, I mean, about the quoting and misquoting stuff, because it's really interesting how, because rock bands are part of Twitter and blog world even more than everything else is, maybe. And so it's interesting to see how what your attitude is supposed to be towards the misunderstandings that come up in when you get your information in tiny little bits written by people who don't understand anything the way you understand it. I'm not calling them stupid.
Can we misquote you on that?
Thank you.
Thank you.